This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's an honor to testify before you here today. The reason that I'm with you is that I speak on dozens of college campuses every year, so I have some firsthand experience with the anti-First Amendment activities that have been taking place on the college campuses. I've encountered anti-free speech measures, administrative cowardice, even physical violence at campuses ranging from California State University of Los Angeles to University of Wisconsin at Madison, which is driving the legislation that Ms. Demings was talking about, to Penn State University to UC Berkeley, and I am not alone. In order to understand what's been going on at some of our college campuses, it's necessary to explore the ideology that provides the impetus for a lot of the protesters who violently obstruct events, pull fire alarms, assault professors and even other students, and the impetus for administrators who all too often humor these protesters. Free speech is under assault because of a three-step argument made by the advocates and justifiers of violence. The first step is they say that the validity or invalidity of an argument can be judged solely by the ethnic, sexual, racial, or cultural identity of the person making the argument. The second step is that they claim those who say otherwise are engaging in what they call verbal violence. And the final step is they conclude that physical violence is sometimes justified in order to stop such verbal violence. So let's examine each of these three steps in turn. First, the philosophy of intersectionality. This philosophy now dominates college campuses, as well as a large segment, unfortunately, of today's Democratic Party, and suggests that straight white Americans are inherently the beneficiaries of white privilege and therefore cannot speak on certain policies, since they have not experienced what it's like to be black or Hispanic or gay or transgender or a woman. This philosophy ranks the value of a view not based on the logic or merit of the view, but on the level of victimization in American society experienced by the person espousing the view. Therefore, if you're an LGBT black woman, your view of American society is automatically more valuable than that of a straight white male. The next step in the logic is obvious. If a straight white male, or anybody else who ranks lower on the victimhood scale, says something contrary to the viewpoint of the higher ranking intersectionality identity, that person has engaged in a microaggression. As NYU social psychologist Jonathan Haidt writes, microaggressions are small actions or word choices that seem on their face to have no malicious intent, but that are thought of as a kind of violence nonetheless. You don't have to actively say anything insulting to microaggress. Somebody merely needs to take offense. If, for example, you say that society ought to be colorblind, you're microaggressing certain identity groups who have been victimized by a non-colorblind society. Note, microaggressions, as the name suggests, are not merely insults. They are aggressions. They are the equivalent to physical violence. Just 2 weeks ago, psychologist Lisa Feldman Barrett of Northeastern University published an essay in the New York Times suggesting that words should be seen as physical violence because they can cause stress, and stress causes physical harm. Thus, Feldman suggested it is reasonable, scientifically speaking, to ban or restrict speech you do not like at your school. This is both inane and dangerous. That's because it leads to the final logical step. Words you don't like deserve to be fought physically. When I spoke at California State University, L.A., one professor threatened students who sponsored me by offering to fight them. He then posted a slogan on the door of his office stating, "The best response to microaggression is macroaggression." As Haidt writes, this is why the idea that speech is violence is so dangerous. It tells the members of a generation already beset by anxiety and depression that the world is a far more violent and threatening place than it really is. It tells them that words, ideas, speakers can literally kill them. Even worse, at a time of rapidly rising political polarization in the United States, it helps a small subset of that generation justify political violence. Indeed, protesters all too often engage in physically violent disruption when they believe their identity group is under verbal attack by someone, usually conservative, but not always. Not only do some administrators look the other way, at Middlebury College, Cal State LA, Berkeley, Evergreen, actual crimes were committed and almost nobody has been arrested. But they actively forbid events from moving forward, creating a heckler's veto. The notion that if you are physically violent enough, you can get administrators to kowtow to you, to bow before you, by canceling an event you disagree with altogether. All of this destroys free speech. But just as importantly, it turns students into snowflakes, craven and pathetic, looking for an excuse to be offended so they can earn points in the intersectionality Olympics and then use those points as a club with which to beat opponents. A healthy nation requires an emotionally and intellectually vigorous population ready to engage in open debate at all times. Shielding college students from opposing viewpoints makes them simultaneously weaker and more dangerous. We must fight that process at every step. And that begins by acknowledging that whatever we think about America and where we stand, we must agree on this fundamental principle. All of our views should be judged on their merits, not on the color or sex or sexual orientation of the speaker, and those views should never be banned on the grounds that they offend someone. Thanks so much.
Well, that was an epic speech by Ben Shapiro, sitting in the House before Congress, telling it like it is, discussing political correctness, free speech, microaggressions, and the like. We now take you live to the Senate floor, where Senator Chuck Schumer is delivering an impassioned speech regarding Republican revisions to Obamacare.
Oh God, no.
Wow, just amazing, incredible, absolutely riveting speech by Chuck Schumer. He outlined the official Democratic position on Trump care with elegance, poise, and emotion. Stay tuned after a word from our sponsors. We have more breaking news. Scientists have officially proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that all white people are racist. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is CNN.
If you're tired of being that lame white guy in your brand new group of brothers, you need Rosetta Stone's Ebonics Translator. End confusion and miscommunication between you and your homies. Translate common phrases like,
they done partied and is going to the crib.
Which in English means,
they finished partying and are now going home.
You can translate simple phrases like,
she drinking milk even though she be drinking Coke.
Which in English means,
she is drinking milk even though she usually drinks Coke.
Even complex phrases can't stump the Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator.
They didn't do nothing about nobody having no money or nothing like that.
Which in English means,
they didn't help anyone who has no money.
The Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator can even help you cap a sack in the hood.
I'm fitting to get a blunt.
Which in English means,
I am going to the convenience store to purchase a cheap cigar out of which I will smoke marijuana.
And with a little bit of practice, you'll impress all of your black friends with your fluent Ebonics. Trust me, they'll love it. Pre-order Rosetta Stone's Ebonics Translator by calling 1-800-I'M-STONED. That's 1-800-I'M-STONED.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
Of course, you are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am Brett Siegel, otherwise known as the Disgruntled Millennial, where I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, free from your bigotry, racism, and yes, your microaggressions and patriarchy. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am guest hosting for the day. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Yesterday, we were talking a lot about the transgender ban, Trump's transgender ban in the military, and of course, in their usual form, leftists have come out swinging in the best way they know how, with cartoons, songs, and just a bunch of demagoguery that is basically going to do exactly what the leftist demagoguery has been doing for the last year and a half or so, which is basically just to embolden folks like me who know for a fact that what Trump is doing is the right thing. The military should not be fair. And it's just the way that the left is handling this is it's just another example as to why celebrities and late night talk show hosts need to be a little bit more surgical in the words that they use and the points that they try and make, because really, at this point, it's just a bunch of low-hanging fruit. It's just a bunch of demagoguery, and we're gonna listen to a little bit of it today. We got James Corden, who is one of an English late-night talk show host, who basically sang a song. He sang a song. That's what the left is known for, their creativity. So he sang a song in support for transgender troops, but we're going to find out in a minute why the joke is on him.
L, he doesn't care for lesbians. G, he thinks two men should just be friends. B, to his dumb knowledge, is just a phase in college. T, he finds confusing, so the army's now refusing trans women who only want to serve. Trans men who want rights we all deserve. POTUS thinks it's unsavory. Patriots who know real bravery. Trump's got hate for me and you.
Now, honestly, like, listen to that low-hanging fruit. Trump's got hate for me and you. Trump couldn't possibly just care about the military, the strength of the military. The deadliness, the deadly force of the American military. No, he's not trying to protect American lives. He just hates you.
Transgender troops are not a huge expense. This ban only saves that budget 0.04%. How is their disruption worse than Trump's corruption? Why is it such a crisis? Thousands willing to fight ISIS. Trump wants to seem like a manly man, overcompensating for his tiny hands. Trans vets might be nervous, but we thank you for your service. We have love for all of you. Yes, we got love for all of you.
Of course, it wouldn't be proper leftist criticism of Trump if they didn't rag on him for having small hands. These are the kinds of arguments that leftists are putting across. You hate people and you have small hands. Now, for the folks who are always speaking out about shaming, slut shaming, you can't slut shame. They certainly know a lot about how to shame people. Now, this is something that's going on heavily within late-night television scene. Seth Meyers, whose ratings are actually starting to tank, I personally never seen one of his shows, but I did see a video recently where his female writers responded to Trump's gender ban, and of course, all it is just a bunch of low-hanging fruit, a bunch of mean, schoolyard bully type of comments, shrouded in a bunch of lies, meant to do absolutely nothing but demagogue the entire transgenders in the military debate. If you want to have a debate, I'm down to have a debate. We can debate. We can have a back and forth with cogent arguments, but the moment you start talking about hate and tiny hands, you've sort of lost. You've lost the debate. You've proven yourself to be unworthy of having a rational debate. Because that's not an argument. Oh, you're a hateful man. That's not an argument. He has small hands. That's not an argument. He has an orange face. That's not an argument.
We're here because we're upset about the president's discriminatory tweets.
And because today it might be trans people.
But tomorrow it's gay people.
And the next day it's black people.
And after that it's women.
And then it's immigrants.
Oh, he already came for the immigrants.
Oh, and women.
And black people.
And the gay!
Oh, yeah!
Okay, when did Trump come for women? Women still have the right to vote. Gay people still have the right to vote. Black people still have the right to vote. What has happened? What did Trump do? Absolutely nothing. This is low-hanging fruit that is meant to fool people who are literally not even thinking about anything outside of their small echo chamber. Because if you watch CNN, if you watch mainstream media, yeah, you're going to think that Trump is out to attack women. You have Chelsea Manning standing out front of the White House taking a selfie saying this is ground zero for the war on transgender people. Who has been taken away? What transgender people have been taken away strictly for being transgender? Not one. Who has been taken away simply for being black? Not one person. Who has been taken away simply for being gay? Not one person. Now, I used to watch late-night television, but recently it's just been one hardcore leftist after another. It's really, really difficult to watch. Now, if they really cared about ratings, they probably wouldn't put their far-leftist writers out front and center where everybody can get a good, strong whiff of their leftism.
President Trump, you just requested a $600 billion military budget. You think you can't afford health care for trans people? The military spends $41 million a year on Viagra. What are you guys doing? Screwing the enemy to death?
Screwing the enemy to death? Really? That's the best you got? Late night television? That's the best you got? Let's get our facts straight for a minute. The U.S. military spends money for Viagra for military retirees, veterans. When a man goes off to war, sees people's bodies getting blown up, freaking blood everywhere, a lot of these guys probably wake up in the middle of the night thinking that they are still back in Iraq, thinking that they are still back in Afghanistan, possibly suffering from extreme post-traumatic stress disorder, possibly having no legs, no arms, multiple amputees, lives crushed, lives changed forever. And these cloistered, privileged late-night talk show writers want to pretend like this is an apples-to-apples comparison? I mean, these ladies might as well claim that we shouldn't be spending money on prosthetic legs or prosthetic arms or any technology that is meant to make our soldiers whole again. You know, after they put themselves in between us and our enemies. Now, pardon me for invoking a little bit of common sense here, but it is two different things to pay for somebody to become whole again or to pay for them to dissect themselves and chopping off perfectly good body parts to solve a problem that they had before they went into the military in the first place. To me, there's a big difference. And I don't really care how much we spend on Viagra. It's the principle of the matter. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I'm guest hosting for the day. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. You can get me at Shaq General if you want to tweet me. You send me any hate mail at ShaqGeneral@yahoo.com. I'm open to pretty much anything. You know, I mean, I've grown kind of a thick skin having dealt with being called a racist, bigot, sexist, homophobe so many times that, you know, it's just it goes in one ear and out the other at the time. Well, we were just talking about how late-night talk show hosts and the late-night talk show writers have been basically lambasting President Trump for his transgender ban in the military, and it's really weak tea. They really don't have any arguments. Of course, anytime a leftist has a non-argument to present, they always resort to the tried and true. Trump is hateful. He's a hateful guy. He's got small hands. He's got orange face. You know that, and they think that that is going to get through to people like me. I mean, obviously, it gets through to people on their side of the aisle, because if it didn't, then they wouldn't have a job. But basically, it's low hanging fruit that's meant to cater to the dumbest, the lowest common denominator of intellects. You know, when someone says, "Oh, he's a bad guy because he has small hands," or he's a bad guy because he's a hateful bigot," and they can't really explain why, well, then you know that they really have nothing, no leg to stand on, and every single argument that they put out is going to be weak tea. Now, let's hear a little bit more from these late-night females writers of Seth Meyers responding to Trump's transgender ban, because really, it's important, because we need to understand how little they have to stand on this thing, because basically what they end up doing is dropping the context of the entire thing. For example, they say, well, the military spends a lot of money on Viagra, therefore, we should spend money on sex change operations. No. Viagra, prosthetic limbs, I mean, these are things that soldiers need after, you know, after being in battle, after, you know, serving the U.S. military, after putting their lives in between us and our enemies. They need help from us so that they can make themselves whole again. It's completely different when a person who had an issue before they went into the military joins the military and then expects that we are all going to pay for issues that they had long before they joined the military. Another irritating thing about these late night talk show hosts lambasting Donald Trump and his ban on transgenders in the military is that these are far leftists, lest we forget that these people hate the military. They come out there and they say, well, banning transgender from the military is going to jeopardize national security. But they don't care about national security. They don't want national security. These are the same people who invited Islamic refugees into our country to infiltrate our society and to basically change the demographic of America because they hate the West. Where do they get off trying to pretend like they support the military? Do you believe they actually care about the military? Go ahead and tweet me at Shaq General. Do you believe that these leftists who are faking outrage about this whole transgender debate, pretending that it's somehow going to hurt our military, do you really think that they care about the strength of our military? The people who think that the United States is just a colonial power that goes around the world telling other countries what to do and criticizing other cultures? Do you really want to take the advice from people who, when we say make America great again, they say America was never great? Personally, I will take the advice of the generals, the people who are actually out there who know what the battlefield requires. Not these weekend warrior, pseudo-intellectual hack writers who use the lowest form of political rhetoric in order to discredit the president and what he's trying to do, which is basically make America safe again. He's trying to backtrack all the terrible things that Obama did when he gutted our military. Now, I mentioned this yesterday. There's a lot of patriotic people out there who are not allowed to serve. If you have flat feet, you're not allowed to serve. If you have an IQ lower than 85, you're not allowed to serve. We don't say that there's a war on retarded people because if you have an IQ lower than 85, you're not allowed to serve. But of course, you have transgender people showing up to the White House claiming that the White House is now ground zero on the war against transgender people. Ground zero. They use the war analogies to describe something that, to me, sounds a lot like common sense. Now, if you want to talk about a war, let's talk about the left's war on America. Let's talk about the left's war on the West. But no, instead of that, let's talk about Trump's hands and his orange face.
President Trump, you said you consulted with generals when you made this decision, but you don't fool us. The only general you talked to is the cartoon one on the General car insurance commercials. You know he can't hear you, right?
Ha ha ha. Very, very funny. And it's no wonder the ratings on these shows are absolutely abysmal. It's no wonder these shows are tanking. Because people are tired of hearing this crap. The people who actually show up to the party to actually pay for their frickin' cable, they don't want to watch this stuff. They are changing the channel.
You don't fool us. You don't care about the military. The only war you're willing to fight in is a Twitter war. And you're not even good at that. In 11 years, you haven't been able to totally defeat Rosie O'Donnell. We actually thought you'd be a lot more sensitive to trans people since you transitioned from Democrat to Republican. From pro-choice to pro-life.
From white to orange.
From married to divorced to married to divorced to married
to separated.
You transitioned more than anyone we know. Look, you don't fool us. The real reason you're doing this is to distract us from healthcare, Jeff Sessions, and the whole Russia thing.
So you're willing to throw trans people under the bus as a distraction.
But don't worry. The hero we need is gonna swoop in and put a stop to that. So here comes the number one ally of the LGBTQ community, American hero Ivanka Trump.
Now, of course, I am not without compassion towards anyone who is undergoing some sort of mental disorder. Look, a man that thinks that they're a woman, that's a mental disorder, okay? I'm not talking about hermaphrodites who actually have genitalia from both sexes. I think that that is a different thing than what we are talking about here. What we are talking about here is gender dysphoria, okay? Hermaphroditic folks, I think that they're, you see, that is a special case. You know, when the left tries to make the exception the rule, we get into all these nebulous areas where someone could just be like, well, I think I'm a woman today, so therefore I need a sex change operation. I mean, these leftists are using the slippery slope argument to say, oh, well, first he's coming for the trans, then he's going to come for the blacks, then he's going to come for the women, and there's only going to be cisgendered white men left. Well, if you want to talk about a slippery slope, well, what about all the transgendered folks who don't necessarily want to join the military, but they know that they can get a free sex change if they enlist? What about that? Is that a slippery slope, too? Does the slippery slope argument work on both sides of the fence? Because when it's them, they say, oh, well, they're coming for us next. And that sounds perfectly rational to them. But when over here we say, well, this is going to lead to a destabilization of the military, they say, oh, you just have your tinfoil caps on. You are fear-mongering. You have a war on trans. You hate the trans. All right, well, let's turn it around. You hate the military, leftists. You hate America, leftists. You hate the West, leftists. Now, I did hear some audio recently from a transgendered person who was in the military, and after this ban, he was kind of alarmed. Now, my heart goes out to every single person who suffers from gender dysphoria. And my hat tips to every single person, transgendered or not. My hat tips to the flat feet people, to the flat footed people, to the people who have an IQ of lower than 85. My heart goes out to them, and my hat is tipped to them for wanting to serve. I'm not taking away your patriotism. I'm not denying your patriotism. And I'm not even denying that you could be great at your job. I'm not denying that there could be transgendered folks out there who would be amazing at their job, who literally just want to serve and whose whole life is to serve this country. I want to play a little bit of audio from one such person, and you'd have to be a cold and heartless individual not to have some compassion for this person and the situation that they are in. Now, we're going to hear some audio, and then I'm going to discuss a little bit about why this SJW tinkering with the military and these emotional arguments that folks are trying to put out in front of us is not it's not what we need to be thinking about while we're making these decisions. We can't decide these sorts of things based solely on emotion. We have to understand that the military needs to be deadly, it needs to be terrifying, and that is the end game. That is the end game. Not to make transgendered people feel better. Not to make people who have an IQ of lower than 85 feel better. Not to make flat-footed people feel better. And it's not to declare war on them either. It's a gross oversimplification to think that just because our generals have decided that it is better for our military, it is better for our national security, that we don't have transgendered people serving in the military, that it's indicative of some sort of hatred or some sort of war. Like I said before, I think it's a really, really interesting analogy that they... war on transgender people. No, how about let's go fight some real wars? And if you're so patriotic, then do what your commanding officer tells you to do. The commander-in-chief is your commander-in-chief, and that's what you do. You do what he says. If he says you don't go to war, you don't go to war.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut. But how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, whey, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body. But not just ordinary whey supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded whey is a totally new form of whey. One that's much more powerful with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing.
like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency-encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish-raised grass-fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click OneWorldWhey.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered OneWorldWhey.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am guest hosting for the day. It's a beautiful Thursday. My name is Brett Siegel. This is the disgruntled millennial, Brett Siegel, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy, and Lord knows there are a lot of microaggressions out there that we really need to be worried about. And when someone microaggresses me, well, the reason we call it microaggressions is because we like to use them as a means to justify real aggression. So if someone asks you where they're from, like if you ask them where they're from and they say, well, I'm from Detroit, with a perfect American accent, well, guess what? The fact that you asked the question in the first place, that is a microaggression because you assumed that they are not from here. Now you look at speech in terms of microaggressions or not, well, then why shouldn't that justify actual aggression when responding? Why shouldn't they punch you in the face? Aggression should be met with aggression, right? Anyway, that's just a little aside. We are free from microaggressions here at the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We don't do that. I mean, we do a lot of microaggressions, but we just don't care. In that way, we are above and beyond the microaggression culture because it goes in one ear and out the other for us. We love it. We use the microaggressions to troll the left because, I mean, come on, they're so easy to troll. It's like taking candy from a baby. Anyway, we've been talking a little bit about the transgender ban in the military, and I want to play a little bit of audio from a National Guardsman who is formerly a woman, and he has a he/she, not sure what to call it, but he or she has some words to say about the Trump about the travel ban, and I wanted to give him/her a voice. I wanted to play the audio because there is another side to this. I watched the video. This person looks just like a man, very, very manly features, and I think this person makes one of the best cases to allow transgender people in the military, but not a perfect case, and I'm going to talk about it once we listen to a little bit of audio. Let's go.
It is unclear how the president's announcement could affect transgender people who are currently serving in the military. One of those being Captain Terrence Robertson of Minnesota, Minnesota's National Guard, and he's joining me now from Minneapolis. Thank you so much for joining me, Captain. You are coming up on your 12th year anniversary in the military. You served a tour of duty in Afghanistan. You are returning home yesterday and you see these tweets from the president. What did you think?
I didn't know what to think. I stepped off the plane and turned my phone on, and I was getting bombarded from friends and family and a lot of people just asking, what's going on? What does this mean? How does this affect you? And I think the first thing that I thought was, what is going on? I was confused myself, and then that kind of turned into being angry, frustrated, and scared.
Scared? Why scared?
Because this is my job. This is my life. This is part of my livelihood. I've served honorably for the last 12 years, and to now be put into a position of being uncertain of what might happen next, that would put fear in anybody, I think.
Yeah.
First of all, Captain Robertson, I want to thank you for your loyal and honorable service to our country. I really do. And I also think that most rational people would acknowledge that after 12 years of honorable service that you should have the right to health care. Compliments of the United States taxpayers. To me, I think folks like you, folks like Captain Robertson, should be grandfathered in. But just because we did something before doesn't mean we have to keep doing it. Contingencies should be made for people like Captain Robertson. But let's not pretend, let's not conflate the idea that just because we did something in the past, that means we have to continuously do it into the future. Our military, our generals, and our president need to have the authority to make global decisions about the way the military is run, and also have the authority to go in and nitpick and make individual decisions as well. For example, I do think that this person should continue serving. I think that their basic medical costs should still be taken care of. If this person, if Captain Robertson loses a limb, I think we should get him or her a prosthetic limb. But to conflate a prosthetic limb, something that makes a soldier whole again, to cutting off perfectly good working parts of the human body for cosmetic reasons, those are two completely separate things.
And I think this, I think Captain Robertson actually does a disservice to his own service by jumping on the bandwagon and trying to invoke fear. I mean, I'm sure Captain Robertson learned that you follow your orders when you're in the military. You don't get to decide who does what. You follow your orders. And if your orders say that you can't serve anymore, then you can't serve anymore. Is it fair every single time? No. The military isn't supposed to be fair. The military isn't a democracy. It's not like someone who is running a business and then a transgender person comes into the business and wants to order a cake or wants to patronize the business, and then the business owner says, no, you can't be here because you're transgendered. No, there's civil rights laws that prevent that stuff from happening in civilian life. But the military isn't supposed to be fair. The military is supposed to be deadly and terrifying. And to use the rhetoric of declaring war on transgendered people, while there are actual wars out there that we need to be fighting, all it does is show our enemies that we do not have our house in order. And a military that does not have its house in order is not terrifying. Now, one of the points that I made yesterday is that push doesn't always have to come to shove with the military. Push does not always have to come to shove. If a military is sufficiently terrifying and deadly, a lot of wars, a lot of conflicts can actually be avoided. We've seen this with Barack Obama. The more you weaken the military, the less terrifying you make the military. Well, the more emboldened your enemies get, and it causes conflict around the world that you eventually have to go and solve and fight. If your military is so scary that no one's going to mess with you, that could prevent a lot of wars. It could prevent a lot of people from dying. Isn't that what you guys want? Isn't that what we all want? Don't we want to prevent people from dying? We want to prevent death and suffering? Like I said, I want to give a special hat tip to all the people, every person, not just transgender people, the flat-footed people, the people who might not have the mental acuity to officially join the military, the people who are patriotic at heart and who truly want what's best for this country, the people who bow out of the military with dignity and self-respect and understanding that it's not up to you, that the military isn't a social experiment that you can just tinker around with, that people's lives are at stake. And to turn this into a cisgendered versus transgendered issue, it does a disservice to both. It does a disservice to all the cisgendered men and women who are serving, and it does a disservice to all the transgendered men and women that are serving. Now, one thing I appreciate about Captain Robertson is that he paid for his own medical treatments. Okay? One of the things that the left is conflating is necessary medical treatments with unnecessary medical treatments. For example, prosthetic limbs, Viagra, medicine and technology that's used to make soldiers whole again. To conflate that with medical technology that is used to dissect and to remove perfectly good working body parts and call it medical treatment and call it medical care and call it required and necessary, it does a huge disservice to the people who have actually lost their limbs. It does a huge disservice to the people who cannot even make love to their own wives because when they open their eyes, all they see is dead bodies flying everywhere. Dead children, dead women, death, destruction. That's all they see. And these women on late night television swear that it's the exact same thing.
Well, and I can only speak from my own experience, but in undergoing gender transition, I haven't had anybody pay for me to receive medical care or my surgery. I've paid for everything out of my own pocket.
Mm-hmm. But the issue has been, this is just going to cost us more money that we really shouldn't. You know, in your case, you paid for it out of pocket, but the argument is that taxpayers shouldn't be paying for this.
Right, and you know, there's a lot of transgender people that decide to not undergo any sort of surgery or take hormones or anything like that. You know, there are very few people that actually do go through with that for a variety of own reasons, personal, medical, and of that sort.
You've been in the military for 12 years. How has being transgender impacted your time in the military?
Well, I mean, it really hasn't. I've had nothing but support all the way up and down my chain of command from the soldiers that I'm in charge of for, as being a company commander, and it hasn't had an impact whatsoever on my unit or the organization.
Captain Robertson, I want to give you a special hat tip for your 12 years of honorable service, and I feel a lot of compassion for everything that it is that you are going through right now and for any kind of loop that this kind of throws you on. However, I do expect that you will continue to serve this country by following the orders of your commander-in-chief and your generals, and I'm sure that you will do what is right, follow your orders, and not make this about you. We'll be right back.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.